Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Update your home and save big money with Mastercraft Doors at Menards. For over 50 years, Mastercraft has been making quality doors inside and out. Choose from the best in-stock selection of interior and exterior doors ready to take home today. Or design your door your way with our free designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on Mastercraft Doors and check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, I'm Alara. Before I continue, please like and subscribe. 6 weeks ago, my mom lost her battle with cancer. While everyone else got to properly grieve, I've been busy just trying to survive, literally. See, my stepfather Derek decided I wasn't welcome in my childhood home anymore. The house my mother left for both of us, in her will. "You're 22, Alara. Time to grow up and find your own place," he'd said the day after the funeral, his eyes cold as he packed my things. I hadn't even finished crying over the fresh dirt on my mother's grave. So for the past month and a half...
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
I've been living in the old barn at the edge of our 5-acre property. Derek doesn't come out here. He's too busy enjoying the master bedroom with its fancy ensuite that Mom had renovated last year, back when we thought she was in remission. I've set up a cot behind the old tractor, rigged up some solar-powered lights, and have been showering with the garden hose when Derek's at work. It's not ideal, but I'm not leaving the only connection I have left to my mother. Derek showed up in our lives 3 years ago. Mom fell hard for him. He was charming, successful, and seemed to care about her. I was in college then, so I wasn't around to see how quickly he wormed his way in. By the time Mom got sick the first time, they were already married, and he had somehow convinced her to add him to the deed of our family home. "Alara, is that you?" I nearly jumped out of my skin at the voice. My cousin Mia stood at the barn door, her eyes wide as she took in my pathetic living situation. The sleeping bag, the plastic storage bins with my clothes, the mini cooler where I kept some food. "What are you doing out here?" Mia asked, stepping closer.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
"Uncle Derek told everyone you moved to Chicago for a job." "Chicago? I haven't left the property," I said, feeling heat rise in my cheeks, part embarrassment, part anger. "Derek kicked me out right after Mom's funeral." Mia's face fell. "But why? And why are you living in a barn instead of coming to us?" "Derek changed the locks, said I needed to learn independence." I didn't tell her how he'd threatened to call the police if I trespassed again. I didn't want to bother anyone. Everyone's dealing with Mom being gone and...
"This is insane," Mia interrupted. "Mom needs to know about this."
Before I could stop her, Mia had her phone out, snapping pictures of my setup.
"Mia, don't..."
Too late. I knew Aunt Vivian would be here soon. My stomach churned with anxiety. Part of me was relieved someone finally knew the truth, but another part was terrified of Derek's reaction when he found out. Sure enough, within an hour, Aunt Vivian's SUV came roaring up the driveway. I watched from the barn loft as she stormed into the house. Even from this distance, I could hear her shouting at Derek.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide children's marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide children's marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
I couldn't make out the words, but her fury was clear. 20 minutes later, Aunt Vivian marched across the yard toward the barn, her face flushed with anger. Behind her, Derek stood on the porch, arms crossed, watching.
"Alara, honey, why didn't you call me?"
Aunt Vivian asked, pulling me into a hug that nearly crushed my ribs. "Derek said it would be best if I figured things out on my own," I mumbled into her shoulder. Aunt Vivian pulled back, her eyes blazing. "That man just told me you've been having mental health issues since your mother passed. Said you refused to stay in the house because it triggered your episodes, and that you insisted on camping out here despite his concerns." My jaw dropped.
"That's a lie! He changed the locks and threatened to have me arrested for trespassing if I tried to get back in!"
Aunt Vivian looked like she wanted to march back and slap Derek across the face.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide children's marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide children's marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
"Pack your things. You're coming home with me." As I gathered my meager belongings, I spotted something poking out from a crack in the barn's old wooden floor. Curious, I pulled it free. A folder containing bank statements. Mom's bank statements. As I flipped through them, my blood ran cold. Large withdrawals, account transfers, all bearing Derek's signature.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide children's marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide children's marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Dated just days after Mom died. Derek hadn't just stolen my home. He was systematically erasing my inheritance, piece by piece. Aunt Vivian's guest room was like a 5-star hotel compared to the barn. Real sheets, hot showers, and actual meals that didn't come from a cooler. I curled up in the window seat, staring at the bank statements spread around me while rain pattered against the glass. 3 weeks I'd been here, trying to piece together exactly what Derek had done. "You need to eat something," Uncle James said, appearing in the doorway with a sandwich. Unlike my aunt, who mostly expressed outrage on my behalf, Uncle James was quieter, more analytical. He set the plate beside me and picked up one of the statements. "This withdrawal here, $50,000. That's the day after your mother's funeral." "He told me there was barely enough money to cover the funeral costs," I said, the betrayal still fresh. Meanwhile, he was draining her accounts. Uncle James sat on the edge of the bed, his normally calm expression hardening. "I never trusted that man. Something about his eyes. Like he was always calculating. I thought back to when Mom first got sick."
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide children's marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide children's marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
He was so attentive when she started chemo. Always there, always handling everything. The bills, the medications, the legal paperwork. Mom was so grateful, she didn't ask questions. "And he made sure you weren't around to ask them either," Uncle James said. That was true. Whenever I'd visit from college, Derek would find reasons for me to leave early. A convenient emergency at work meant he needed quiet in the house. or Mom was too tired for extended visits, though I'd later learned she'd been asking why I never stayed longer. A knock at the front door interrupted our conversation. Through the window, I spotted a silver BMW in the driveway. Marcus Chen, my mother's lawyer. Aunt Vivian had finally convinced him to meet with us after a week of phone calls. "Mr. Chen," I greeted him in the living room, shaking his hand. "Thank you for coming." Marcus looked uncomfortable. "Ilara, I was under the impression you'd moved to Chicago. Derek said you'd requested all communications go through him." "Another lie," I said flatly, gesturing to the stack of documents on the coffee table. "I've never been to Chicago, and I certainly never authorized Derek to act on my behalf." For 2 hours, we walked Marcus through everything. The bank statements, the locked house, the barn.
Hey, Central Ohio! The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners!
His face grew increasingly grim as he flipped through his own files. "This signature," he said, pointing to a document transferring my mother's investment account solely to Derek. "It's dated 3 days before your mother passed, but I was at the hospital that day. She could barely hold a pen." "He forged it," I said, my suspicions confirmed. Marcus nodded slowly. "I need to investigate this further. If what you're saying is true?" "It is," Uncle James interjected firmly. "Then we're looking at criminal charges." Later that afternoon, I drove past my mother's house, my house, just to check on things. That's when I saw her, a petite blonde woman wearing my mother's gardening hat, planting flowers in Mom's beloved rose beds. She looked up as I slowed down, her face momentarily freezing before she hurried inside. I parked down the street and waited. An hour later, Derek's car pulled in. Through my binoculars, I watched as the woman greeted him at the door with a kiss. My stomach lurched as they embraced in the doorway of my childhood home. Cassandra. Had to be. Derek's colleague who'd sent an inappropriately large flower arrangement to the funeral. The one who kept calling during Mom's final days. Calls Derek always took in another room. The next day, I confronted Derek at his office. Probably not my smartest move. "You have a lot of nerve," he hissed.
Hey, Central Ohio! The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners!
Closing his office door. "I could have you arrested for trespassing at the house." "That house is half mine according to Mom's will," I shot back. "And I know about the forged documents, Derek, and about Cassandra playing house in my mother's garden." Something dangerous flashed in his eyes. He stepped closer, his voice dropping. "Listen carefully. Your mother was sick for a long time. Who do you think paid those medical bills? Who sat with her through chemo while you were off at college parties? I earned that house. And if you pursue this, I'll make sure everyone knows about your mental health issues. How grief has made you delusional and vindictive." I stood my ground despite my racing heart. "You won't get away with this." He smiled then, all teeth. "I already have. No judge will believe the word of an unstable, grieving daughter over a devoted husband who sacrificed everything. Try me."
Hey, Central Ohio! The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners!
I left his office shaking but more determined than ever. That night, as I sat in Aunt Vivian's guest room surrounded by evidence that wasn't quite enough, I remembered something. the weird tech upgrades Mom had insisted on during her last remission. "The house feels so empty when you're at college and Derek's working," she'd said as we installed the new security system together. "I want to be able to see what's happening when I'm stuck in bed." That's when it hit me. The cameras. The backup cloud storage we'd set up, just in case. My mother, always planning ahead. A smile spread across my face as I opened my laptop. Derek thought he'd covered his tracks, but he didn't know my mother like I did. And he certainly didn't know what I was capable of. The look on Marcus Chen's face was priceless as I showed him my laptop screen. "Your mother installed these cameras herself?" "With my help," I nodded. "6 months ago. Mom was thorough. 12 cameras throughout the house."
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
The video showed everything. Derek forging Mom's signature, arguing with Cassandra in the kitchen, calling Mom an old bag, and plotting against me. Instead of a drawn-out court battle, I created a devastating digital bomb. On Friday night, while Derek hosted a dinner party in my house, I hit enter. At precisely 8:15 p.m., everyone in Derek's life, party guests, colleagues, the hospital board, his country club friends, received the same email. The true legacy of Margaret Thompson, with a private streaming link. Through my binoculars, I watched people checking their phones, faces morphing from confusion to shock. The stream showed Derek in his own words and actions, forging documents, lying, threatening me, and most damning, tampering with Mom's medication. The stream ended with a simple message. Justice can take many forms. Sometimes, it's simply knowing the truth about someone you trusted. The dinner party imploded. Within days, Derek's reputation was destroyed. Fired, dropped from boards, and completely ostracized, he agreed to return everything just to avoid prison. 2 months later, I moved back home. While cleaning Mom's papers, I found a sealed letter. "My dearest Alara, if you're reading this, I'm gone, and you've discovered what I suspected about Derek. The cameras weren't just for security. They were my insurance policy for you."
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
"I knew you were smart enough to find the footage and brave enough to use it. Never let anyone take what's yours. All my love, Mom." I smiled through tears. It wasn't just about the house or money. It was about truth and making sure some people get exactly what they deserve. The story of Alara and her digital revenge against her manipulative stepfather has now concluded. Would you have exposed Derek publicly like Alara did? Or would you have preferred the satisfaction of a face-to-face confrontation? Some believe private justice through public exposure is the ultimate revenge, while others feel personal confrontation provides more closure. What's your take? Is it more satisfying to watch someone's life unravel from a distance, or to see the look in their eyes when they realize they've lost everything? If you enjoyed Alara's journey from barn-dwelling outcast to digital avenger, hit that like button to help others find this story. Subscribe for more unique revenge tales where toxic people get exactly what they deserve. Share your thoughts in the comments below. I read everyone.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.